the best way to start your sports weekend. This is the WILS Weekend Kickoff with Dave Benton on 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS, streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Dave Benton here with Scott Eckersley, my co-host and producer. I'm joined now by Jeff Washburn of Lafayette Journal and Courier. Jeff, how you doing?
Doing really well, guys. I'll be headed your direction a little bit, but glad to be on with you this morning.
Hey, watch out for the snow. We like to have unexpected snow here. Once again, we wake up on a Saturday morning out here, and there's an inch of snow on the ground.
There you go.
So watch out when you're driving. So I question, last time we talked, we were talking about expectations for these teams and things like that, and things have obviously changed since then. And I look at this game tonight, and I see Purdue playing for an outside chance at a two seed, and Michigan State playing for an absolute outright berth to the tournament. Who do you think has more riding on tonight?
Well, I think Michigan State does. I was talking to the Purdue players yesterday, and you know, their case they're building is hey, you know, we're still trying to catch Ohio State. If they would stub their toe and Purdue would win out, they would, you know, have a really good chance to share the Big Ten regular season championship with Ohio State. And that certainly would be quite the feather in their cap for the in reference to trying to, as you said, seize one of those two seeds in the NCAA tournament. But you're right. I mean, Purdue, let's face it, guys, Purdue's in the NCAA tournament. There's no question about that. At worst, they're probably a three seed. Maybe I can't see them dropping any further than a three. So, Michigan State has to have this game, and this is also the time of year that usually belongs to Michigan State. I think the Spartans are playing a little better. They've won, what, three of their last four. I think Kalen Lucas looks like he's playing better, and, I will be surprised if the Spartans don't get the game against the Boilermakers this time.
Jeff, it's Scott here. You talked to the players yesterday, and, I mean, Purdue, they've won five in a row, beat Wisconsin, Ohio State, Illinois in that mix. How do they feel about this game coming into the zone tonight?
Well, I mean, each one more, you know, told me that they're very confident. I mean, they won up at the Breslin Center last year, but Robbie Hummel played in that game. And, they had their full complement of the big three. Johnson, Moore, and Hummel all played in the Breslin Center last year, and Purdue won for the first time since, I believe, 1998 in East Lansing. So, they say they are confident, and they are. They're playing their best basketball of the year right now. I mean, they really played well against Wisconsin and Ohio State, and Illinois did not guard anybody in the second half of that game. Purdue scored 54 points in the second half of the game in Champaign. So, and then they beat Indiana twice, but let's face it, Indiana's terrible defensively, and Purdue's built a nice little resume here with five consecutive wins. They're playing their best ball of the year. But, the Spartans are kind of backed up against the wall and have to have it. And I would expect nothing less than a great game from Michigan State. And Purdue knows they're going to have to play great basketball to win this game. They have a lot of respect for Kalen Lucas and Draymond Green and the rest of the Spartans, and they know they're going to have to play great ball to win.
Jeff Washburn, Lafayette Journal and Courier, talking to us about the MSU-Purdue game tomorrow. Jeff, we're talking about confidence, and then you also mix in the whole Robbie Hummel situation. Is Matt Painter on alert for this team sort of taking their foot off the pedal at all now that they've kind of overachieved, or do they have complete focus?
Oh, no, they have complete focus. They've surprised me, quite frankly. I looked at their entire schedule back in October. We had a preseason kind of special section magazine that we put out for our paper. I wrote a column for that, and I went, kind of looked at game by game, and I thought they would go 23-8. During the regular season. That's without Robbie Hummel. Because Johnson and Moore are great players, and I really did think that Lewis Jackson would step up and have a good year. But they're 23. They were already, 23-5 right now with three regular season games to go. So they've already got the number of victories that I thought they would get during the regular season. And you have to understand the Purdue's mentality. They don't take the foot off the pedal, so to speak. They're, this is a mentally tough team. They really are. And I think the fact the Hummel injury occurred actually gave them a little bit more impetus to play well. It sounds kind of basic and silly in a way, but it did. It really they have really played better than I thought they would play, and they wanted to prove that there were more than just two good players on this team, and I think they've done that.
Jeff, I'm just a little curious about Robbie Hummel. How is he handling this season? What's he been doing all year?
Well, he's been rehabbing his knee. He's been on the bench. Matt Painter basically told him, you have the carte blanche, if you will, to, if you see something out on the floor and you want to, say something to one of the guys about something that, that he's noticed, go ahead and do it. And Robbie has, he's not really an assistant coach, but he's a very cerebral kid, and he's been at every practice. In a way, he's kind of been a volunteer coach, if you will, and he's helped several of the guys, especially the younger guys, because he knows the game so well. But he's been a real solid contributor in all that he can do, and he's coming back next year. He's going to play next year, and He thinks he's going to be 100%. We don't know that yet, but he's been a very valuable, mentor, so to speak, for some of their younger guys this year.
We're talking to Jeff Washburn from the Lafayette Journal and Courier. Jeff, we had Dave Revson on a little bit ago, and I asked him about his favorite for Big Ten Player of the Year. He put Juwan Johnson up there, because if you take him away, Purdue's kind of left in shambles, especially at that position. What's your take on that?
Well, I wouldn't use the word shambles, guys. That's a little...
Sorry, that was my word.
That's a little strong, because the thing that people that don't watch Purdue all the time don't understand is how good they are defensively. They guard on the perimeter like crazy, and guys like DJ Bird, Ryan Smith, Kelsey Barlow, they've really stepped up. So I think to use the word, in shambles would be a little bit of a discredit to Purdue. But having said that, Johnson certainly is a Player of the Year candidate. I wrote a column about this a couple of weeks ago, and Gene Katie, when I first took the Purdue beat 17 years ago, was the coach at Purdue, and I asked him, I said, when you vote as a coach for Player of the Year, how do you select that player? And he said, I always vote for the best player on the championship team. Now, so by that criteria, if Ohio State goes on and wins the Big Ten championship, I think it'll be tough not to give it to Sullinger. But if Purdue would pull into a tie and share the conference championship with the Buckeyes, I think that that Johnson would have to be someone you would consider for that award, because he has been so consistent. He at one stretch had 9 out of 10 games in which he scored 20 or more points. And every time they need a big bucket or a big rebound, they go to him. So, he's been very, very good. And, by coming back this year, I think he's put himself in position to make a lot of money in the NBA draft.
Do you think Ohio State may end up stumbling against Wisconsin down the stretch, or do you think Purdue's basically playing for second at this point?
I think Purdue's playing for second. I just cannot see Ohio State stumbling. The two games they lost, let's face it, going into the Kohl Center and going into Mackey Arena and losing those games is certainly no disgrace. I cannot see, even if it comes down to that last game in Value City Arena, I cannot see Ohio State stumbling. I think, I really believe it's going to finish Ohio State first, Purdue second, Wisconsin third, and I think the Spartans are going to, just jump up there and grab fourth, and I think Tom Izzo will have them just barely, but I think he's going to get him back in the NCAA tournament.
Jeff, let's talk about Matt Painter just for a second here. I mean, I think he's done a fantastic job this year with Purdue. Do you think he's deserving of the Coach of the Year? Would you give it to Thad Matta? How would you go?
That's a good question. You know, several of my peers and I have discussed this. You know, it depends on how good you think Ohio State really is, because sometimes the case will be, someone will say, well, you know, you got to give it to Matta because he lost Evan Turner. He built his team around a freshman, and they really don't have a whole lot of depth. So let's give them credit for what they did. And I think there's a case that can be built there for Matta. However, if you want to look at the case when everybody said in October when Hummel tore the ACL a second time, and everyone said, well, Purdue's done. You know, there's no way that this is a team that's, you know, going to finish more than, you know, maybe fourth or fifth in the Big Ten. You know, they've got two great players, but what do they have to go with them? And I think that to his credit, Painter has gotten guys like Ryan Smith and DJ Bird and Kelsey Barlow and freshman Tyrone Johnson to, you know, maybe play above the level of anyone expected. And again, I go back to the defensive end, especially where they've been really, really good. So, you know, you've lost one of the best players in the country, and you're still knocking on the door for a Big Ten championship. The case you can build there is for Matt Painter. And I would also tell you, you could almost build a case for Bo Ryan, because, you know, he lost Trayvon Hughes and Bohannon and, you know, rebuild his whole backcourt, and, you know, they're within a game of second place right now, and they have a victory against Ohio State. So, you know, any of those three you could build a case for. It just depends on, you know, which side of the bread, you know, is buttered for you, so to speak. And I think you could really build a case for Matt Painter because, he's, you know, they're going to win probably 25 regular season games, and without Robbie Hummel, that's a bit of a surprise.
Plus, they'd be in shambles without Juwan Johnson. So.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And,
wrong choice of word, guys.
No,
I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. Cause, you know, but the thing that's interesting is that, you know, Painter told me, he said, you know, and it makes him a little bit angry that, you know, nationally, he said nobody knew, you know, nobody gives, you know, Lewis Jackson credit. No one gives DJ Bird credit. No one gives Ryan Smith credit. No one gives Kelsey Barlow credit for just how good they really are. I mean, you know, sometimes national media just grabs, you know, they latch on to one element. Well, Robbie Hummel's hurt. Purdue's not any good. And, you know, the rest of their complimentary players are a heck of a lot better than some people would want to give them credit for. So, you know, Juwan's having a great year. You know, Etuan Moore is you know, probably going to be all Big Ten first team as well. And so it's been a wonderful year for Purdue. And, you know, there's no reason to think that several Big Ten teams can't make a nice little run in the NCAA tournament, and Purdue certainly would be one of those teams.
Jeff Washburn from the Lafayette Journal and Courier with us here on the Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS. You talked about making a little bit of a run. Looking ahead, I'm always worried. I fill out my bracket. I give too much credit to the Big Ten sometimes, but can I put Purdue into the Final Four? Do they have what it takes to get there?
Well, I wish, you know, I'd like to see this bracket that they're in. You know, to me, the NCAA tournament is all about matchups. You know, for example, last year, you know, your guys, and to their credit, you know, I thought Izzo did a great job of getting them back to the Final Four last year. But, you know, that bracket opened up really
It was nice, favorable, definitely.
Very nicely for Michigan State. And I think the same thing could happen for Purdue. It could happen for Wisconsin. You know, I just would like to see that bracket because, Purdue will guard you. Purdue has two really good scorers. Purdue, the only thing that might hurt them is if they, you know, would meet a team like UConn 2 years ago, beat them because they killed them on the boards. And last year, you know, Duke at the end of the year was playing great basketball and was really rebounding ball really well with Zubek and, Singler and the two Plumleys. So that's what beat Purdue last year in the Sweet 16. They got out-rebounded by Duke, I think, 48-24. So, you know, that's an element that would scare me. But, you know, that with it in the right bracket, yeah, because they're going to defend. They're an older team, and they, you know, if they get in the right bracket, an upset here or there, yeah, they could get there. But, you know, I think they're a Sweet 16 team, possibly an Elite Eight team, but. You know, they haven't been to the Final Four since 1980. So until they get there, it's not like Michigan State, who, you know, is used to being there at least every other year. So I think Purdue's got a good chance. But to get to the Final Four, I got to see their bracket first.
That's a very political answer, and we appreciate it. Jeff Washburn, Lafayette Journal and Courier. Jeff, we appreciate it. You always have good stuff, man.
Thanks, guys. Always a pleasure to be on with you, and call me anytime.
All right, will do. It's Jeff Washburn, Lafayette Journal and Courier, talking to us. We'll reflect more on MSU-Purdue next. It's Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS.